right. Hey, I don't know, Jeremy brought up the whole tree thing, me and a tree. It's bringing back an old memory. When I was a kid, I used to climb trees in Minnesota, big trees. And, you know, you don't just climb them and then go up and down. You get up there and then you jump from branch to branch. You build little tree forts up there. You throw rocks at your brother, you know, stuff like that from the tree. One day I was swinging from one branch to one of my trusty branches I would always swing from, and I grabbed hold of it. It snapped, and I went down. Now, I remember it as a 20-foot drop. It probably was only about 12 to 14 feet, but that is still significant. It scratched me up. I actually, my back, and we didn't wear shirts. We were kids living out in the country. We probably didn't even wear shoes, you know? I mean, that's just how I grew up when I was a little boy. My whole back was skinned. I couldn't lay on my back, and to this day, I don't sleep on my back, and I blame it on that tree fall, just going down the trunk the whole way. Oh. Anyway, thank you, Jeremy, for the reminder. Appreciate it. So I will be in the tree next Sunday. Anyway, I wanted to say this. If you're a guest with us, we do want to welcome you and thank you for being here at Evident Life Church with us. And we look forward to connecting with you, just getting to know you better. We've got a very friendly church, good people here at Evident Life Church. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to start this message off a little different than usual. Lord, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you that you are God. I thank you, God, even for the song that was singing this morning in pre-service prayer, that surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, God. That's just how good you are, that you would continue day after day chasing us down with your goodness and your mercy. Lord, may we stop and receive from you. God, may we enjoy your goodness. And may we never forget and daily walk in your mercy. We love you. Now we ask that you would open up our eyes, that you would be bigger in our lives, God, and that our faith would grow as a result. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I was going to bring my guitar up here, but I've been a little out of sorts this morning. I even forgot my microphone at home. My father-in-law went to my house two times to find it for us. So let's give a big thank you for Jim. Thank you so much, Jim, for serving and helping out in that. So I was going to get my guitar out, but we're not going to have the guitar this morning. Instead, we're going to all sing this together. Now, we're going to sing a song that some of you are going to be like, wow, I remember that like 30 years ago. And there's others of you, the young people who stood up who just graduated, are going to go, that's a crazy song. But I want us to sing this song because it's going to launch us into what God wants to say to us this morning about himself. Let's put the lyrics up on the screen. You ready to go? Are you ready to go? I'm going to need some help when we start singing. Okay, church? Ready? Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens by thy outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing for thee. Great and mighty. Great in counsel and mighty indeed. Nothing. Oh, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Come on. Now that's truth. That's truth. I know it seems simple, and some of you are going, wow, super simple song. And it really is quite a simple song. But the lyrics hit a home run. They knock it out of the park. And the reason the lyrics are so powerful is because the lyrics are straight from God's Word, from Jeremiah 32:17. This is the Word of God that talks about who God is. Nothing is too difficult. So this morning, we're going to continue our series titled, Make God Big Again. And remember what we're doing here in this series. We can't make God any bigger. We can't control God. We can't add to God. He is God. There is no other. But what we're doing in this series is we're making sure we're making God big again in our lives, in our hearts, in our devotion. As God gets bigger, our faith grows. The only way our faith grows is for our view of God to be growing. And so we're going to continue to make God big again. And as we do this morning, we're reminded that God is powerful. This is the next attribute of God that we're going to be covering in this series. The power of God. God is powerful. And because God is powerful, we have assurance that nothing is impossible for Him. Nothing is too difficult for our all-powerful God. Look, whatever we think is too big, we know that with God it's not too big. Seriously, if you have something in your life that you think is too big, you got to be reminded and remember right now that with God it's not too big. God gave me a statement, and I want to share this. Let's put it up on the screen. It is all possible with God because He is all powerful. Let me say that again. It is all possible with God because He is all powerful. He's all powerful. Okay. I think I want to make sure that we're in agreement with this before we move forward. And I think God will bless it if we come into agreement with this. So I'm going to say it again. And when I say it, if you're in agreement with this statement, let's just clap as a sign that, hey, we agree with this statement. It is all possible. It's all possible because He is all powerful. That's truth. Amen. Thank you for doing that. Appreciate that. God is all powerful. Have you ever heard that God is omnipotent? You ever heard that term? Omnipotent. God is omnipotent. What does that word mean? It's two Latin words, omni and potens. Omni means all, and potens means powerful. God is omnipotent. He is all omni-powerful, potens, all-powerful. He can do anything He wants to do. There are no limits whatsoever on God's power to do what He decides to do. He's omnipotent. He is all-powerful. Dr. Wayne Grudem, he's a professor, he's a theologian. He's actually right here in the Valley. I've had a chance to speak with him a few times. I went through his systematics theology course and book. And this is what he has to say. He really simplifies the omnipotence of God in three words. He says, God's omnipotence means that God is able. God is able. He's able to do everything He needs to do or wants to do. God is omnipotent. God is able. So I'm going to ask a question. Is anything too hard for our powerful God?
No.
Come on, I love that. And you understand that. Nothing is too powerful. I mean, God spoke in the universe and everything in it came into being. Is anything too hard for our powerful God? Well, no, right? God spoke and made something out of nothing. The sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies. He made it all. God is powerful and He is able. God delivered His people out of captivity. He parted a sea, and then He parted a river, and then He provided supernaturally victory at Jericho. He gave Gideon victory over tens of thousands. God actually made time stand still. He made the sun stop moving. He made time stand still at the request of Joshua during a battle for the promised land. I mean, is anything too hard for God? You get in the picture here? He spoke, "Arise," and Lazarus rose from the dead. Came back to life. He spoke, and what happened? Demons would flee, right? He conquered sin. He conquered death. He conquered the grave. He gave me and you new life. He saved us. God is all powerful. There's nothing that is too hard for God. Nothing, 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 nothing is too hard for our omnipotent God. He is powerful. Ephesians 3. Verse 20, God is able to do far more abundantly than we could ever ask or even think. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. So this morning I want us to dive deeper into what God's omnipotence really means. And we're going to look at four different points this morning. They're going to help us go deeper into the omnipotence, the power of God. Point number one, nothing is too hard for God. We sang it together earlier, didn't we, from Jeremiah 32:17. Nothing is too difficult for God. What does omnipotence mean? Nothing is too difficult for Him. Again, Jeremiah 32:17. Ah, Sovereign Lord, You've made the heavens and the earth by Your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for You. Love what the angel reported. It's found in Luke 1, verse 37, where the angel declared, "For nothing is impossible with God." Nothing. Nada. Zippo. There ain't nothing. I don't know if they said that in the Greek. But there ain't nothing that's too hard for God. I don't think the angel did that, right? He came down and said, He said, "Come on, y'all, there ain't nothing too hard for God." He probably didn't say it that way. It was probably, "Oh, nothing is impossible." Anyway, I'm digressing. God's omnipotence means nothing is impossible. Nothing is off limits. Nothing is too hard for Him. And so I want to ask you something. I want you to look now inside. I want you to let this reality start to hit home with you. Do you have something in your life that you think is too hard for God? Now, you might quickly say, "Well, no, never." Do you have healing that you need that maybe you've kind of written off and you think, "Well, it's been too long, I've prayed too long, and the doctors say this is just, I'm going to have to live with this the rest of my life"? Is that healing too hard for God? Do you have something in your life that's too hard for God? Is there a besetting sin? I mean, you got saved maybe a decade or more ago. And you felt the power of God come all over you, and you're walking and looking at life in a different way, but there's just this one sin that just keeps coming back, and you're not having victory, and you've maybe resigned yourself to, "Well, that's just the way it's always going to be for me. And I just trust that God's mercy and His grace in the end are good, but for right now in this life, I'm just going to have to deal with this sin, and it's just going to get the best of me." Really? Is that sin too hard for our God to deal with? No. In fact, He's already dealt with it. And He's already given you what you need to walk in freedom from that. We sang about that. Break every chain. Break every chain. The love of Christ overcame the grave, overcame sin. And nothing is too hard and nothing is out of reach for His grace and His power. Nothing. Is there something in your life that you've just kind of settled on that you're just thinking is too hard for God? What about your children? Maybe it started out great when they were in the house with you, but maybe they're walking away from the Lord. They don't want to even talk about God. They don't want to hear about God. Maybe they're even cursing His name. I don't know where it's gone. Is it too hard for God to go grab them, to pull them back, to rescue them, like the prodigal? Are they out of God's reach? Is their salvation too hard? No, it's not. What about your marriage? It's been rocky. It's been difficult. You're not on the same page. It's frustrating. You're thinking about divorce. Why? Is unity, reconciliation too hard for God? No. No. Nothing is too difficult for God. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. There is no promise too hard for God to fulfill. There is no prayer too hard for God to answer. There is no problem too hard for God to solve. There is no person too hard for God to save. Nothing is impossible and nothing is too hard because God is God. He's big. He's omnipotent. All powerful. All powerful. And hey, I've been thinking about this week in particular, that God loves to work through hard things. Okay, nothing's too hard for God. And God does love to work through hard things. God loves to show up in the middle of hard times. He loves to reveal Himself when the pressure is on, when things are pushing on us. If we will let God be God in our lives, in every situation, especially when it's hard, you will find out just how powerful, how big God really is. He loves to show up in the hard seasons, in the hard things, and in the hard times. So God's omnipotence. It means that nothing's too hard for God. The second thing that we find about God's omnipotence is that no one can stop God's plans. God is all-powerful, and no one can stop God's plans. It says in Job 42, verse 2, I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. No plan of God's. No one can stop God's plans. You see Daniel up on the screen also. Daniel 4, verse 35, New Living Translation. It says, all the people of the earth are nothing compared to God. He does as He pleases among the angels of heaven and among the people of the earth. No one can stop Him or say to Him, what do you mean by doing these things? This is truth. This is who God is. And we got to remember this. If God purposes to do something, it simply can't be stopped by any power in the universe. Do you hear that? If God is going to do something, there's nothing that's going to stop it. Nothing. And this is what I know. Nothing's going to stop God's plans, and I understand that God has some pretty amazing plans. You guys know Jeremiah 29:11, right? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And we just talked about no one can stop God's plans. These are God's plans for His people. This is His heart for His people. And sometimes we allow ourselves to start thinking that the circumstances of life are going to prevent the plans of God, the blessings of God, the call of God, the anointing of God to all of a sudden stop in our lives. Like it's going to get in the way and stop God from doing what He says He wants to do in and through us. You know that you are His witness? Did you know that you, with that little mustard seed of faith, are called to speak to spiritual mountains and tell them to be removed? That you are called and have the power and the ability and the plan and purpose to be that ambassador of Christ on this earth, to tell the gates of hell to be ripped off their hinges so that the light of Christ can come into our community and into our culture? These are the kind of plans, these are the kind of dreams, these are the kind of purposes that God has for you. The enemy will try to cloud your thinking and make you think, well, I guess it's just never going to happen. I see it happening with them, but not with me. But you got to remember and go back to, who is it that's accomplishing these plans in your life? Is it you? If you've taken the baton and think it's you now who's going to make these plans happen, then yeah, you're going to be very disappointed and you're going to find a lot of failure. But if you continue to let God be God, and let Him be the omnipotent one, the all-powerful one, then you will see every one of His plans that He has for your life come to pass. Because there's nothing in the universe that can stop God's plans. If God says He's going to do it, He's going to do it. I just dare anyone to come up against God. Oh wait, we can read throughout Scripture those that did come against God. Wasn't pretty for them. The victory is the Lord's. Always has been, always will be. Always. Tozer says this, A.W. Tozer, says that God is looking for people through whom He can do the impossible. Do you want to be one of those that's involved in the impossible? I do. I really do. Tozer says, God is looking for people through whom He can do the impossible. What a pity that we plan only the things we can do ourselves. I've been there. I've done that. And by God's grace, the Holy Spirit reminds me when I'm in that situation so that I can repent and give it back to God. Let God be God in everything and everywhere in my life, all the time. So I want us to grab hold of God's plans. And you might want to hold on when you do that. And enjoy the ride, because no one can stop God's plans. No one. No one. So God is powerful. God's omnipotence. It also means, number three, that God made all things, and all things serve Him. It says in Psalm 119, "Your law endures to this day, for all things serve You." All things. You know, we think we can control things. Come on, be honest. You know you've been there. You think you've got the world figured out sometimes. You got the season figured out. You got the situation figured out. You think you know the plans and the way to get there, that you've got it all mapped out. You've done your research. You've Googled it. You know what I'm saying? And so you got the whole world under control, right? But in reality, all things don't serve us. Rather, all things serve God. And all things bow down to Him. All things. All things will not bow down to you, but they will bow down to God, because He is the potter and the clay is the universe. And you're part of the universe, right? Part of what He created. He, and He alone, is the potter. And the rest of the universe, the whole universe, is the clay. God is omnipotent. God is all powerful. This past Friday, it's 2 days ago, Velvet and I took a day trip to Mount Lemmon with Bob and Maria Blader, and we had some fun times. We had some relaxing times. I'm going to, a little confession time. I did share this with them, so they know what happened. We were, there wasn't snow there. This is from the internet. Anyway, I wish there was snow up there, but it was 68 degrees. And we had such relaxing time that we were sitting outside together in this beautiful weather, in the breeze. And I had a long sleeve flannel shirt on. That's how chilled I was after coming from the valley here. And we're sitting and talking. I actually was so relaxed, I fell asleep. I was hearing another one of Bob's stories. It wasn't that hard, understanding the context. But it was a wonderful time. It was very much needed. So that was our plan, to go to Mount Lemmon and just explore. None of us had been there, and just enjoy a little cool weather and some time together. And so some of you, and I know a lot of our family, apparently church family, had plans this weekend. They're off, you know, picnicking and maybe up in the mountains or whatever on this Memorial Day weekend. But you may be thinking, well, I want to do something like that, so I'm going to plan a picnic. And that's all well and good. Maybe you want to do it this coming Saturday. But can you be sure, if you plan this kind of trip or this kind of picnic, that you can control all the circumstances and make that picnic, that day trip, successful? Do you have the ability to do that? Will you be able to do what you plan to do next Saturday? What could prevent you from being successful and getting to engage in that day trip or that picnic that you're planning? Well, yeah, it could rain, couldn't it? You could get sick. That could happen and prevent you from enjoying that time away. What about getting a flat tire right before you're going to take off? You go out and you find one tire flat, well, then the second one's flat, or who knows what's going to happen. I feel sorry for the Securus, blew a head gasket or something like that happened on their van. Oh, it drives me crazy to hear that. I mean, we feel like we can control our lives and that we're the ones who have control and have our lives all planned out. And I was thinking about that old song that we often sing. I've got my whole world in my hands. I've got my whole world in my hands. Isn't that how it goes? Isn't that how we sing it often, though, or think it, right? I know it's God's got the whole world in His hands. But how often do we really process life the other way? I've got my whole world in my hands. I've got it all figured out. I know what's going to give me peace. I know what's going to refill me. I know what's going to lead me into the next season. I know how to be successful in this life. I've got my whole world in my hands. Okay, graduates, don't sing that song. Always let God have your world in His hands. In His hands. But we think we got it all. We think we got it controlled. But when we take control, what happens? And every one of you who's done this, and I know it's everyone in this room, when we take control of our own worlds, guess what we own? We own the weight of that world that we just took control of. We own the weight of the world. When we decide that we're in charge and we can control our plans, our purposes, our future, our destiny, our children, that we can make it all happen and we got it all wrapped up and figured out. Guess what? Now, because you want to own that, you also own the weight of the world. And we were not created to carry the weight of the world. You weren't created for that. God has the whole world in His hands. And He can hold that whole world in His hands. No problem. No problem. No problem. Let Him do it. A lot of things could prevent us from accomplishing our plans. But nothing could ever stop what God has determined. The weather can't stop God because He controls the weather. He made it, He controls it. The weather can't stop God from His plans and purposes. Weakness can't stop God because He's all powerful, right? And lack of resources can't stop God because He is the one with unlimited resources. And so any plan that God has is going to happen. We can bank on it. If God plans the day for you, it's not going to rain. You won't be sick and you won't have a flat tire. If it's His plan and it's His purpose that you're walking in and day out, because God has no limitations and He controls all things. God made all things and all things serve God. All things. So finally, let's look at the fourth point. God's omnipotence means, and we're going to go to Psalm 115 for this, means that our God is in heaven and He does whatever pleases Him. God does whatever pleases Him. Ultimately, the only thing that determines what God will accomplish and what He won't accomplish is His will. This is what it means to be all-powerful, what it means to be omnipotent. I want to tell you a little story that I read this week. It's about a young boy. He was traveling by airplane to visit his grandparents. And grandparents are like, oh, I love it when my grandkids come to visit. You know, and so anyway, he's on the airplane and he's going to visit grandma and grandpa. He's sitting next to a gentleman on the airplane who happens to be a seminary professor. And the boy was reading his Sunday school take-home papers and all that kind of stuff. And the professor noticed this and he thought, hey, I'm going to have some fun with this young lad. And so he said, young man, he said, if you can tell me something God can do, I will give you a big, shiny apple. The professor thought, this is going to be good. He'll come up with something, and then I can pat him on the back and tell him what a good little boy he is. But the boy thought about it for a moment. And he actually quickly replied to the seminary professor. He said, mister, if you can tell me something God can't do, I'll give you a whole barrel full of apples. Now, I figure this. That young man on that airplane had to have been one of our kids here at Evident Life Church who goes to Kids Life Ministry. That's what I'm figuring. It had to be one of ours. And they probably learned that song that goes, my God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do for you. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. Come on, that's the truth, right? Somebody asks you, tell me, can God do that? What can God do? You say, what can't He do? God will do whatever He pleases. That's what it means. God is omnipotent. He will do whatever He pleases, and there is nothing in the universe that will prevent Him from doing what He pleases. Nothing. No political candidate. I know sometimes they think they can control the world, right? And I'm friends with a lot of them. There are a lot of good people, a lot of good men and women who serve us in that area of our society. But there's no political candidate. There's no law of man. There's no scheme of the enemy. No messing around that the enemy can do in our lives that will keep God from doing what He pleases. Jesus said, He told us, hey, you pray this way. And I believe one of the reasons He told us to pray this way is so that we would always have the big God perspective. He said, you pray that God's kingdom would come, and that His will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. I think if anything, that reminds us of the omnipotence of God. That God is going to do what He pleases to do on this earth because He is God. And He will bring His kingdom. And us praying that is us coming into agreement with the omnipotence of God, the plans of God, the sovereignty of God as He does what He pleases because He is all powerful. And like I said earlier, there ain't nothing too hard, and there ain't nothing that's going to stop him from doing what he has purposed to do right here, right now. He's all powerful. He's all powerful. It says in Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans in a person's heart. We all have them, right? Dreams and plans. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. It's God's plans that actually happen. And we have the choice. Are we going to come into agreement with God's plans? Are we going to get on board with His plans? Or are we going to keep fighting for our own plans? It's not a good place to be. It's not a peaceful place to be fighting for our own plans. I want to encourage us as the family of God to get on board with God's plans, to continue to seek His face, His heart, His voice, understanding where He's leading us, what He's up to, what is God doing in this season. Let's get on board with that. Let's not strive to do what we think we need to do. Let's not strive to do what people did years ago, thinking that, well, this worked for them. Let's not strive to do what our neighbors are doing. Let's strive to get on board with what God is doing right here, right now, in your life, in my life, in our lives. Nothing is too big for my God to accomplish. But the Lord also reminded me of this week. Not only is nothing too big for my God to accomplish, but nothing is too little for Him to use in accomplishing it. You hear that? Nothing and no one is too little. God will use the faith of a mustard seed to move a mountain. God will use 5 fishes and 2 loaves to feed the multitudes. God will use a young boy on an airplane to remind a seminary professor of the omnipotence of the Creator of the universe. God will use you and me to bring His kingdom in this culture. There is nothing too big for God that He won't do it, and there's nothing and no one too little that He won't use in accomplishing His plans and His purposes and bringing His kingdom on this earth. What a privilege to be part of His family, part of His plan. Let's engage. Let's get on board. I want to share a story that I read in a classic book called The Knowledge of the Holy. There's this Presbyterian pastor named A.B. Simpson. Again, this is from the book Knowledge of the Holy. This story is told in there. This Presbyterian pastor, A.B. Simpson, he was approaching middle age. He was broken in health. He'd become deeply depressed. He was ready to quit the ministry, just really check out. But in the middle of this season, the Lord providentially allowed him to hear a simple Negro spiritual that went like this. And I just to let you know, a Negro spiritual is an official genre of music that is historic to the African American community. And the lyrics of this song that this preacher, A.B. Simpson, heard went like this. Nothing is too hard for Jesus. No man can work like Him. Now this is a guy broken, tired, beat, ready to give up. And the Lord reminds him of His omnipotence, that nothing is too hard for Jesus. No man can work like Him. And Simpson heard these words, and it pierced him through his heart and his spirit like an arrow, and it carried his faith, his hope, and restored his body and his soul. He sought a place to rest after hearing these words, just to spend time with God. We talked about it last week, to be separated unto God. He went to be separated unto God to process this reality, to let the omnipotence of God once again to sink into him, to revive him, to minister to his soul. And after a season, he got back up on his feet, cured, his health was restored. And he went forth in fullness of joy to establish what has since become one of the largest foreign missionary societies in the world. And then for the next 35 years, what happened? Simpson labored with zeal and joy and great success and fruit for the kingdom of God and for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Simpson's faith And so maybe you're like him, by the way, right now. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you feel beat. I'm tired right now. We all get there. We all can feel the weight. We can all feel the pressure. It can get to us. But when we're in that place, we have to turn our eyes to the hills from whence our help comes from the all-powerful, omnipotent God of the universe. Nothing is too hard. Nothing is too big. Nothing can prevent His plans and purposes from coming to pass. He will accomplish what He pleases. He is God. He is good. And He has all we need. All we need for life and godliness. The next time you feel helpless, remember the power of God that never lets go. Seriously. Because you'll get there. You'll feel that way again. But look to God. He's limitless. The next time you feel lost, remember the power of God that rescues. The next time you feel defeated, remember the power of God that always brings the victory. The next time you feel cheated or violated, remember the power of God that restores. The next time you feel worried, afraid, stressed, or depressed, remember the power of God that brings hope and restores our inner man. It's always there. He's always there. The next time you feel weak, remember the power of God that gives strength. The next time you feel sick, remember the power of God that heals. Church, we got to fight the battlefield of the mind and continue day in and day out to set our mind on things above, to remind ourselves who God is, to make Him big every day of our lives, to remember that He is all powerful. He's omnipotent. He is able. This morning, remember the power of God. That power of God that not just heals us and leads us and brings us out of depression and hurt, but remember the power of God that brings salvation. The power of God that submitted Himself and went to the cross. The power of God that broke the power of sin and death. We're going to take communion together to do that right now. I just think it's beautiful how the Holy Spirit just orchestrates our lives and orchestrates sermons and series and all of this. And we get to talk about the power of God the very weekend that we're taking corporate communion together. It looked like God had lost, broken, His body ripped apart, hanging on a cross, blood spilling out of Him. It looked like God was weak. It looked like He was unable to even rescue Himself, let alone to save all mankind. His body broken, His blood spilled. But what the world thought was weakness was the ultimate power being unleashed in the universe, pushing back darkness, bringing light, making a way where there was no way. The power of God crushing sin and bringing hope into a world that was hopeless. When we look with our own eyes, when we allow our vision to be clouded by circumstances of life, we can actually see the powerful things of God as weak. Communion helps remind us that it's often in the weak, the little things, the supernatural things, the miraculous things, that the power of God is unleashed. We got to trust Him at all times. And in all things. The cross couldn't hold Him. The grave couldn't hold Him. Death couldn't hold Him. The enemy couldn't stop the plans of God. The veil was torn. History was made. Salvation came to this earth. God is all powerful. Nothing is too difficult. Nothing is too hard. He moves heaven and earth for His plans and purposes to be accomplished. He is the potter. The universe is the clay. He sees what you're dealing with in life. And He has just what you need at just the right time. He shows up when times are hard. He shows up when the pressure is on. Turn your eyes to the hills where your help comes from. It comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who spoke and created all things, the one who continues to speak and creates beautiful things in us and through us. Let's take the bread. Together as we eat, remember His body broken for you and me. In church, as we take this cup that represents the blood of Christ and it represents the new covenant that we have in Christ, I want you to remember as you drink this that God sees your need. He cares for you. And whatever it is that's coming at you, it's not too big and not too hard for Him. And He created a new covenant in Him and through Him in order to give us the promise that He's always with us, always for us. Let's take and drink and remember this covenant that we have in Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's stand up together. I want to make that statement again, and I want us to do it together. If you can bring that up, it is all possible because He is all powerful. I want us to say this together, church, as a response to His word. And as a declaration that God is God, there's no one like Him. This is us corporately coming into agreement together. The omnipotence of our God. Let's say it together. It is all possible with God because He is all powerful. Let's say it again. It is all possible with God because He is all powerful. Amen. Wake up tomorrow. Let that be the first thing that you say. Wake up the next day. Let that be the first thing you say. Let the omnipotence of God be on your lips and come out of your mouth. And watch how your life becomes much more aligned with His will, His plans and purposes. I want to invite the prayer team to come forward. If you have something going on in your life that's out of whack, if you're dealing with a hard time, whatever it might be physical, emotional, spiritual, relational, whatever it might be, nothing is impossible for God and with God. But He calls us to bring our needs to Him, to lay them at His feet. He calls us to pray with and for one another. These are ways that we engage with God. This is His economy. This is how He operates. And He's asking you and calling you to come into agreement with that and to bring those things to Him. Let your brothers and sisters pray with you and for you. And let's watch the omnipotence of God, the power of God unleashed in every situation in our lives and in this church. He is good and His mercies endure forever. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, maybe you walked in here and you're wondering now, why am I here? I want to tell you that you're here because God loves you. This is an appointment you have to hear that God is God and He knows you, He cares for you, and He is powerful enough to change you and to bring you into His family that will last for all eternity. The power of God released in salvation through Christ Jesus is here for you this morning. We're going to close right now. If you have a prayer request, come forward. And if you are ready for the power of God to move in your life, to bring salvation, to make all things new, I invite you to come forward and share that with one of the prayer ministers here. They'll pray with you, and you will find the power of God unleashed in and through your life. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you. Go out and be His witnesses. The world needs what you have. God bless you.